Welcome to Legal, Legal, and the Coach, a show set to present local and national trailblazers in business and celebrity circles like authors and speakers who will share their stories, struggles, adventures in life, and keys to their success brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. Here are your hosts, David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser.
Well, welcome friends, family, and listeners around the world. This is Legal, Eagle, and the Coach. I'm here with the Legal Eagle, Mr. David Altenburn, and myself, the coach, Brian Kaiser, here with the New Year's Eve edition, the special edition we've been waiting for and promising and alluding to for several shows. And, of course, we were off last week, had to take time to spend sharing and expressing our gratitude and everything for Christmas and all the festivities that went along with that. But we are back, and we are looking at heading into 2015 in the most excited, motivated, and inspiring way that the Legal Eagle and the Coach can do. David, say hello to the audience.
Hello out there. It's great to be back. And, you know, we like to often say, but there's probably no better day of the year to say this: the best is yet to come. Make 2015 be that special year for you. And we're going to have some discussion on today's show about how you can get that focus and how you can, as my co-host often says, live boldly with purpose and with gratitude, and blessings will come your way. So it's great to be
Excellent.
Back.
Excellent. It is great to be back. And, you know, that's a good segue. We posted up for everyone at legaleagleandthecoach.tumblr.com. the latest blog from the Legal Eagle and the Coach, which is also, I've shared it out on my LinkedIn and Facebook feeds, and even given it to our producer, the legendary Tony Gambone, to post out on Facebook with the show. The blog post called "Don't You Dare," and basically, the Legal Eagle and I want to know that yes, it's that time again. You know, another year is ending, another door is opening into basically the rest of our lives and bringing a new dawn and another chance. So as a society, we have a tendency to reflect on the years that have passed and figure out what went right, what went wrong, and kind of look at those things that were just, they kind of happened, that were out of our control and out of our, just shy of our reach, and caused us not to be able to attain and reach the goals that we had set for the next year. And, of course, after the reflection time, we sit back and look at forecasting and planning for the year to come. And I'm urging everybody to sit down. I'm challenging. My first challenge is to take out your
Pepsi notes. Challenge. Here we go.
The Pepsi challenge. You got it, man. Take out your notes from the end of 2013 as we headed into 2014, and take those notes from that you've already started for looking at going into 2015, put them side by side, and ask yourself some questions. Anything different? Is there anything different on those? Is there anything the same?
Better?
Did things change? Did your life or your relationships just remain the same, or did they improve? And what were those improvements? And so after you've honestly answered those questions, then I want to take a little play off of the Dan Sullivan question, and I want everyone to sit back and ask themselves this question. Don't answer immediately, but ask yourself, if I fast forwarded to the end of 2015, what exactly needs to happen, both personally and professionally, for me to feel that I made a significant progress within the year?
Well, it's a great time travel question. And, you know, we often say, you know, we make goals for a week or a month or a year. Some people 5-year plan. Somebody told me the other day that one of the major manufacturers of motor vehicles has something like a 100-year plan. But in any event, I love the question because it takes you forward and it makes you really do some deep thinking as to what would make life better, what makes you happier, make you fulfilled personally and professionally. Because life is, you know, we say it may be just a cliche, but it's more than a cliche because it's so true that life's an adventure with many twists and turns. And we don't always see those, and we have to be flexible, and we have to be nimble, and we have to be quick to adjust both to challenges and to opportunities. But if you can do some planning year-end at time of reflection and looking forward, do that deep thinking when you have some quiet time, because these tend to be quiet weeks as far as business, but then it picks up in a hurry, as we all know, once the new year starts. And so, Brian, I think it's a great start and a great question, set of questions.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, in the blog post, Dave, I urge everyone to ask themselves that question. You know, ask yourself, if I fast-forwarded to the end of 2015, what exactly needs to happen both personally and professionally for me to feel that I have made significant progress within my year? And I ask people in the blog not to answer that question, but to actually take that same question and share it with those that are closest to them, sharing with their friends, their family, their coworkers, their boss, and start actually setting some expectations, because the mindset of expectation is something that I mentioned in the blog post that I've been working on mastering, because that's where things fall apart, is not having the correct expectations set so that you know what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, and to be all that we want to be, you know, we talk about thoughts, words, and deeds, and you talk about mindsets. And really, if you talk to those that have achieved the pinnacle of their professions, often it's athletes and celebrities, because they are in the more public personas out there in the world. But even those in business, what you find is it starts with vision. It starts with, like you say, the mindset. You know, you have to believe to achieve. And then basically it takes communications out there. And, you know, you're a master as a business coach, Brian. I really do admire the way that you have so many channels out there that you get your message. And we talked earlier today how you wake up each day, and early in the morning when you have your quiet hour is when you're thinking about your messages, and then you're communicating your messages out to those channels. And if you talk to some of the real gurus of business, what you find is that you don't have to figure it all out. You got to take some action, and you got to take some communications out there so people know what you're about, know your philosophy, know your way of doing business. And if you do that, you don't have to figure out whether it's Facebook or it's Twitter or it's – to some people, it is Facebook, and so you want to be out there and you want to have a presence in social media. To others, it's more a personal touch. You need to be in networking groups, because that's where you get the personal connections that make a difference, the relationships that make a difference. And so, you know, as you think about how you're going to improve yourself personally and professionally, the only other things I'd add is that with any goals, there needs to be specificity. It takes certain steps. It doesn't happen magically, but it does happen magically, kind of in a way, if you take the steps and you think it through ahead of time. You know, you got to come up with a plan, then you got to work your plan. You need specificity, and you need some deadlines. You need some specific timelines that you want to achieve different things.
Right, and that's you know, that's all encompassed in that expectation we were talking about. So I urge everyone, you know, to don't you dare make another bogus New Year's resolution that serves no purpose or person, but to actually take the time and ask yourself the question, and then put those expectations down. Put those expectations down. What would need to happen, both personally and professionally, for you to have a record year, to have the best year of your life? What needs to happen? What is the expectation from you that you need to see in your life and those around you? And then share that. Share that with people that are closest to you, and have them share with you. That way everyone's on the same page, and it makes an effort that is kind of like we talked about in another show. It brings the team and the community and your tribe around you, if you will, to help you attain your goals while you're helping those obtain theirs as well.
Well, and also as you do this reflection and you do this deep thinking, it also helps to look back over the year and say, what really happened this year that really, really went well? Sometimes you have to duplicate or multiply those efforts that really did well. So, I mean, this is always the time of year that you really should spend some time reflecting on, what do I want to change? What do I want to kind of drop or not focus on as much? And where do I want to focus more? And, you know, then you got to turn to those special advisors, like you say, Brian, your team, of people around, because even business coaches have coaches. The most successful people, Tiger Woods, a great golfer, some would say one of the greatest golfers to have lived, has had different swing coaches over the years. So, you know, none of us are an island, or if we are an island, we're a lonely island. We need a team around us. We need a team
exactly.
around us. And so, great questions going into the year. I love how you're starting the show today, Mr.
Yeah,
Coach.
Well, we're trying to set some expectations and trying to help people out. So I urge everyone to don't you dare set a bogus resolution that doesn't serve a purpose, but ask yourself the question, if I fast forward to the end of 2015, what exactly needs to happen both personally and professionally for me to feel that I have made significant progress within the year? Ask yourself that. I think we're almost ready to head into our first commercial break and then come back. David, any final thoughts as we close out this segment?
Well, only that this has been a great new adventure for us this year, and it's been an amazing adventure, and the best is yet to come. And one of the things, as far as getting messages out there for our audience, is that you could contact us through the website Legal Eagle and the Coach, because we still have some slots left for our first collaborative book, Legal Eagle and the Coach, A Journey to Success. And that would be a way that you could get your story out there, your persona out there, your mark out there in the world. And so if you'd like to learn more about that, please contact us. But other than that, we're ready to go to a commercial break.
All right. We'll be back after these messages.
Feeling burnt out or lost on where to go next? Feeling like you own a job instead of a business, or that your business is running you instead of you running it? Expert business advisor Mike Calderwood can help. Mike uses a personalized, strategic, and proven approach to help you identify what is and isn't working in your business. He'll then help you establish an action plan so your business can thrive. Mike Calderwood, providing you straightforward solutions to gain a real advantage in your business. Learn more at MikeCalderwood.net.
Are you one of those people who deal with issues that life throws at you on a daily basis? Then you need to tune in to Life's Issues to hear Lloyd Rosen get the answers to those nagging problems. Begin to turn your life into that positive journey you've always wanted. You've always had the ability. Now get the information to complete the journey. Tune in every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to hear Lloyd ask the questions that get the answers you are looking for. Lloyd wants to help those that are dealing with life's issues. Check out Lloyd's blog at LloydRosen.com for more information about daily problems.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach, with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser, is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Welcome back, listeners. We are here. We are talking about setting expectations, setting goals, reflecting on 2014, and actually creating and setting the proper expectations for ourselves and for those around us as we head into 2015, so that we can actually make 2015 the best year that it can be. So, David, you know, that's been our monologue, was about the blog post that I put up called Don't You Dare, which is on legaleagleandthecoach.tumblr.com, and it can also be found at on Facebook, on our Facebook feed that we're putting out for Legal Eagle and the Coach. So, David, on that note, what are some of the thoughts and expectations that you have as an attorney going into 2015?
Well, you know, on my personal front, I kind of changed my exercise routine this year. I used to kind of always exercise if and when I had time, kind of late in the day. And then I found myself, as I got busier and busier, missing more days. And so I'd always read about, I'd always heard about that it's good to get your metabolism going early in the morning and all of that. And I've always been pretty much an early riser, so I kind of changed my routine and started making it like a business schedule that I went literally every morning. And if I was a little sluggish, I might have gone a little slow, a little lighter on the weights, or a little less time on the treadmill. But that kind of did get my blood going every morning, and I found myself mentally stronger and feeling better physically. So that's kind of first change I did for 2014. And then the second thing that I'm real excited about, literally today, is the finishing of 2 days of moving into our new law offices at 2603 Augusta, where I actually started my career back in 1988. And so it's kind of interesting to kind of be toward the tail end of my career, finishing in the same building where I met my wife some 25 years ago. 2603 Augusta, Suite 880 is going to be our new law firm, and we're getting a new fax number and telephone number, and we've got movers there now. We've got equipment people there now, and they're hooking all the computers up. And so that's going to be real nice. It's in the heart of the Galleria, great location. And then
wonderful location.
Beyond that, I got myself out of the comfort zone as far as I wanted to broaden my networking associations. And I was very honored that I'd always been getting emails from Tony Gambone on his Tough Talk with Tony Network. I live out in Katy. I live close to where they gather at Hosta La Pasta restaurant. And so I went there, and you and I met, and we connected. And next thing, we got to talking and said, hey, let's do something. Let's do something different. Let's get our message out there in a radio show where we can engage our audience and educate and entertain and bring in guests from all over the world that are successful people that can give their keys to success, their trials, their tribulations, their triumphs. And then that led us to, well, wait a second. We've both been honored to be in collaborative books. Those were great adventures to get our messages out, and we met some great people in the process. And again, Tony Gambone has really been not just a pioneer in internet radio, but put together a collaborative book, Share Your Message with the World, that I was fortunate to get in. And so that's kind of been at least my journey of I've never been in a book before, and now had a chance to be in two books, that book and then a book with Brian Tracy, which was an awesome experience. And so now here we're doing a radio show, and we're putting together a collaborative book and trying to share out there with entrepreneurs that we've met that we think are good people, good stories, great stories, and how they can get their message out. And so those are some of the changes. So to me, 2014 has been probably the most adventuresome life business-wise, probably in my career. And I really, truly believe the best is yet to come. I'm really excited about how this book for Legal Eagle and the Coach, A Journey to Success, is going to come out for folks that we've come across and help them springboard their businesses. And we're going to do some speaking engagements and have some time on the stage to enjoy our banter back and forth in kind of the spirit of Mike and Mike on ESPN, where we just really try to help our audience out there. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to get rolling. This next year.
We have a lot of things that are taking off and doing really well, and I'm excited. I'm excited for all the people that that I get to network with and collaborate with on a daily basis. And I took the opportunity, like you mentioned in the monologue, in the opening monologue, I took the opportunity in one of my quiet morning sessions that I have with myself, and I asked myself that question from my blog post. If I fast forwarded to the end of 2015, what exactly needs to happen both personally and professionally for me to feel that I made significant progress within the year? And what it boiled down to, and I have some real exciting things that are going to be launching in 2015, but what it came down to is how I could use the talents that I have and on my journey to being the world's greatest connector. And of course,
I love that goal.
Yeah, well, our legendary producer said, well, Brian, you know, that's on your journey there, you're already the world's greatest announcer and promoter. And I said, well, thank you. I appreciate that. But how can I use those goals to help people?
With a little help from a co-host, of course.
Exactly. A lot of help from a co-host. But how can I use those talents and those skills and help more people? And so I've collaborated with a number of people that we all know. I've collaborated with a number of folks, and I have a number of things that will be coming out in 2015 with the goal and the intention and the expectation set that I will be instrumental in helping them grow their businesses, grow their lists, grow their relationships, and be better in 2015 than they were in 2014. And that's my expectation for myself, is how many people in our immediate sphere can I help with my talents and the services and things that I do best to help them grow and be better. And that's
excellent thoughts. And it really triggers a number of thoughts. You know, if you listen to, you know, the real special people out there, the Brian Hilliards out there, the real forefront thinkers of where society is going, Peter Diamarcus, you know, Nick Nanton and the group with J.W. Dix and Celebrity Press and those folks, you know, you can't be all things to all people. And what you said there, Brian, I think is very important, that we all have a small but significant sphere of influence, people we really know, people we trust, people we would refer business to because we know, like, and trust. And they know, like, and trust us as well. And so anyone can focus on where they're at and the people around them and figure out where they can broaden those horizons, like you say, helping more people. The most successful people you meet are people that are always thinking about helping other people. They're not thinking about the money. They're not thinking about the fame or the fortune. Those things will come as they come or don't come or whatever. But, you know, you show me somebody that's always out there trying to help other people, and I guarantee you they're going to be people that have a lot of people turning to them and turning to them for their talent and their resources. You know, I mentioned about getting out in more networking groups this year. There's nothing like personal connections. In today's world, where there's a million avenues, it seems, to get your message spread, we're all solicited as professionals of website designers and marketing people. You know, do you want your name on the grocery carts? Do you want your name on the billboards? Do you want your name on flyers, on email blasts, on whatever? It strikes me that the more complex it gets out there, it still remains very simple. It's about relationships of people you really know. And networking groups, there's hundreds. There's several thousand in the Houston area. Just look at your schedule and figure out what works for you. I mean, Tough Talk with Tony Gambone's network in Katy, Texas, the western side of Houston. You know,
our good friend Leah Moat just took over that chapter, so we'll be very honored to be with her and
twice
help
a month
Tony.
Over lunch at a great place, Hasta La Pasta, and there's always a great speaker, keynote speaker, and there's a chance to network with 40, 50 professionals every time. Then there's, you know, there's After Hours Network. It's been around for 20 plus years, run by John King, Tuesday nights in the Galleria area. There's always BNI, Business Network International chapters around the city. There's Houston Network News, I think 3,000 or 4,000 members, and they have mixers and they have all kinds of events. There's the Chamber of Commerces. Get involved in your Chamber of Commerce. There's breakfast meetings. There's activities. There's meetings. And all these groups bring in great speakers where you can really learn. The education component, it doesn't matter your state of business. You know, you can teach old dogs new tricks. No question about it.
Well, you know, and you're bringing up some good points there, David. People need to get out and they need to meet some new people. They need to get around people, but they need to find the right people. And that kind of leads us back to, you know, our monologue and our point of the day, which is make sure you've set your expectations for what you want out of these new relationships you're forming, so that you go into that with a very positive, upbeat message to them that will naturally come from you because you're excited about meeting them and you have an intentional purpose for forming a relationship with those folks and being at that networking group. And you'll actually get something out of it and be rewarded as you reward others around you by helping them solve, you know, that one problem with that one product or service that you do best. And I really urge people to look at their, you know, we're focusing on that today. Urge you to look at yourself, you know, take a deep dive into you and set expectations for what you want out of your relationships and your business and your life.
You know,
because only you can write the ship. You're the only captain that can write your ship. And
yeah.
It's going to come from you. So
well stated. And you know, many, many years ago when I joined my first networking group and didn't really know much about networking, didn't really know much about those type groups and kind of came in with an open mind, the thing that struck me was, and the comfort factor that I drew upon my first membership was that I had all these support people around. Did I really think as a lawyer I'd get too many cases or many cases hardly out of the group? Not really, but what gave me the comfort factor as a young entrepreneur, as a young business owner with my law firm, was that, okay, I've got my computer IT guy here. I've got my office supply person here. I've got all these different professionals that can make me more efficient and effective at what really was my goal, to be the best attorney that I could be. And so it isn't always what you get out of the group, so to speak, as far as your own business. It's sometimes the way that they help your operations run smoother. They help your operations have more power and pack to the punch. And so there's just a lot of different ways. And the education component that you learn along the way is priceless. It's invaluable. It really is.
Right. Oh, no, I totally agree. And like I was, you know, we stated on the show several times, and I try to bring it up as often as I can in conversation with as many folks. When you go to those network conventions, you start talking with people and you're trying to build those relationships, you know, stay true to your message and don't confuse or overwhelm them with too many products and services. Just stick with the one that you do best. And everyone knows that one product or service they do best because it's the one that's the simplest, that they do the most effectively and efficiently, and it also makes them the most money. And that's the product or service that you do best. And make sure you just stay on that message so you can build a true relationship, because people are, you know, they're attracted to that. They
yeah.
like that. When you're not all over the place and you're kind of focused and you have your expectations in the right spot, and you're there to help them as much as you're needing them to help you.
The thing also is that with these groups, and if you have a chance to selectively meet outside the group's meeting time and place, is what you get is you build these bonds with the rapport. And it has nothing oftentimes to do with either of your businesses. It has to do with the fact you both love golf or certain types of movies or how you spend your free time. You know, we've got a networking group in which three or four members go down to Matagorda Bay and go fishing every 2 or 3 months. Well, if there's anything...
Nice, I like that. I like that kind of networking. That's a good networking right there.
Yeah, and so it isn't all serious business stuff. In fact, the those that are most successful is just be real, be yourself. You know, and that takes time. It takes communication. It takes a good setting where you can feel comfortable and learn each other's story and learn each other's philosophies of business and what you really do. Mostly focus upon in your business and how you can help each other. Because it isn't the person you're speaking with, it's the influence around that person. You know, in other words, you may talk to someone who gets 30 or 40 or 50 new patients as a chiropractor each month. Well, if you've built the right bonds with that person and built the trust and factor that you're thought about as the go-to person for whatever area, let's say in my case, personal injury law, motor vehicle accidents, you know, it's all built on the bonds, and the bonds don't often have much to do with either business. It's connecting with the person and knowing their story and knowing that you like them, knowing that you trust them, and knowing that they are good at what they do, of course, but that's only a small component of it all, really.
True. So true. You know, we go into these final, I guess we're in the final hours, really, of 2014, and we're winding out the year. And, you know, that part of sharing with others, helping others, and not so worried about what you get in return or if there's money involved or all of that. It's really how can you help them grow and how can they help you grow and how can, you know, you share a part of the journey with them that will add and benefit, you know, to your story and your success later down the road.
Well,
and
the thing is, let me just interject a second here, is that, you know, and we've mentioned this on a few other shows, but one of the things that partly makes The Dance a great, great song by Garth Brooks is I think the deepness of the messages within the song. And one of the messages is life is better left to chance. Now, we're talking about planning and thinking things out, and that's all important. But, you know, just like relationships on a personal basis, on a business basis, opportunities can come when you – least expected, and so you got to be flexible and open to those opportunities. In other words, maybe getting in a collaborative book and then having a dinner as Tony Gambone shared, a dinner for all the authors that could make it before the publication came out. And in the course of that dinner, maybe you built a relationship there with one of the other authors that you didn't even know before that dinner. And then it takes off from there. And so my largest referral source this year was someone that called me out of sky blue because I represented two people effectively, and they obviously said a good word about me as an attorney to this person. And so you just never know in life. What things have come your way this year, Brian, that you didn't see coming but you were able to seize upon an opportunity to some degree?
Well, I've had a number of things happen. I've gotten to go out and meet and work with, you know, Brendan Burchard and Bo Eason and Shalene Johnson and Roger Love, and got to meet Frank Kern. Got to meet some of these heroes that we follow on Facebook and we read their books and we do. I've gotten to personally meet
those are pretty strong guys. Mentors, my man.
Yeah, got to meet those guys. So that was kind of a highlight of my year, I guess you would say. And then of course digging down into this, you know, as I master the skills for connecting people, digging down even deeper with a good friend and my personal coach, Dennis Magoo, on really mastering one particular mindset, and that was the mindset of expectations, and really understanding that, you know, companies, relationships, partnerships, marriages, friendships, etc., most of the reasons why so many fail and very few succeed is because the expectations of one party wasn't met. So in being the world's greatest connector and being the world's greatest announcer and promoter, I really want to help people understand that that's what makes the relationship great. You know, when you're sharing and you're being authentic with those people, also having the right expectation in your mind so that, you know, that you're not offended by that something doesn't work out the way you think or you feel or you make the assumption it should. It's very clear. So that's why, you know, I keep going back to that question, and there's even something that that Tom Ziegler, you know, Zig Ziegler's son, Tom Ziegler, put out that I want to share with everybody. Okay. He says, when it comes to time and money, every dollar needs a name, and every minute needs a purpose. Okay, so yeah. If you think of it that way and you go back and you look at the question, if I fast forwarded to the end of 2015, what exactly needs to happen both personally and professionally for me to feel that I made a significant progress within the year? And you go a little further and say, you know, when it comes to time and money, every dollar needs a name and every purpose or every minute needs a purpose. You're not going to waste time, and you're going to build relationships that are actually meaning something, because the person that is doing business and exchanging dollars for your services and the product and service you do best is actually someone that is a friend, a colleague, or a referral partner that you can also help them by referring to others in the same like manner. So I think that we really, you know, we're focusing on these things. It's a deep dive. I think we're really into a deep, you know, dive onto this subject. But I think it's worth the time to just reflect. We're in the final hours here. What do we got, 12 hours we're done?
You know, we've had things thrown our way that have made things better than we ever expected. We've probably had a few things in this last year thrown our way that became challenges. But, you know, it always starts with ourselves. I mean, since being young, psychology has always been kind of a passion of mine, you know, psychology and communications. And if you really break down those things, you know, there's all kinds of personality profile information out there. But understanding yourself and what is it that you do, why is it that you do what you do, what prompted you to get into your particular field, and where do you want to go with it? And it's not all about money. It's what makes you happiest. I mean, if there's five things you do, and there's two of those five things that you really like doing, and the other three just kind of help make ends meet, maybe your passion for the rest of this next year, at the end of the year, is that you're just doing the two things that really make you happy, and you're doing more of those two things, and you're not doing the three things that just pass the time. Because life is short. Life is fast. Life is precious. And, you know, we talk about it, but really, you know, this is the time of year that you can turn the leaf over. You can be all that you want to be. You can make the key changes. Sometimes they're just a few changes or slight changes, but they can make all the difference in the world. And so, you know, we live at this season, you know, there's many, many signs around the holiday season that say believe. This is the season of hope. And so look at where you've been. Look at where you want to go. And I really think your focus, Brian, on fast forward a year ahead. For me, Mr. Non-Tech, you know, you've got me thinking today that I have tech people around me, but I've got to get to know tech a little better, because the technology out there is what makes everything seem to go in our information age so much faster, more efficient, more effective, like what you told me this morning, Brian, on how you get your key thoughts of the day between 5:30 and 6:30 a.m. I was so impressed. And then you say, I'm going to get that out on all these different channels that are out there. And that kind of gets you focused for a day. And, you know, and the feedback you get back must be just awesome.
It's
rewarding.
Fun. Yes, it's fun. And, you know, I have a group, you know, our good friend Mike Calderwood, the host of Creating Business Harmony, that comes on Thursday mornings at 10:30 every Thursday morning. He'll be on
our first guest, and his show. We're so thankful Mike Calderwood came on.
His show will come on tomorrow. He's going to have a New Year's Day show, and I will be tuned in and listening as normal. But, you know, I have people like him and Russ Johns, who we've had on the show, and Tony Gambone, and, you know, Dennis Magoo, and other people, just I go on and on, that when I put these messages out, then they engage and they share them, and it becomes part of, you know, our community grows. We're growing everyone's community together, because, you know,
you never know when it's going to go viral, as they say.
Yeah.
It spreads like wildfire.
Yeah.
Fires
and people
out
are
there. And,
you know, people from Tony's list are friending me. People from my list are friending Tony and friending Mike. And, you know, pretty soon we're all in, and the community has grown, and it's grown exponentially because
That's awesome.
We all engaged together. It was all part of, you know, an intentional expectation that we had to help one another to grow. And that, as we head into the end of the year, I think that's really good.
Out there, what's so cool about what y'all are doing there is you could spark someone out there to head off on a path on their journey of their entrepreneur success, and you may not even know it. It may be months or years later when someone comes back to you and says, hey, Mr. Kaiser, the great business coach, I just want you to know that years ago when you put this message out, it got me to sit down, it got me to think on that New Year's Eve about where did I want to go in the next year. I had never done that in my whole life, but you gave me that idea. And you gave me that idea, and I sat down and I planned it out, and now, oh my God, I'm so much happier than I was a year ago that I've ever been, and I'm off to the races, all because you had that New Year's Eve show and you gave me an idea.
Exactly. And that's what, you know, that's what, when we formed the show, that's what we intended, to educate, entertain, and motivate entrepreneurs and business owners and people around the world by being able to get on a show, bring in special guests that had run many miles, had fallen down, gotten bloodied up, and got back up, dusted themselves off, and continued running. And we've accomplished that in our run here since October in 2014. And we have great things planned for 2015. The collaborative book, A Journey to Success. We have a couple of former Olympians that are going to be writing chapters in that book. Some coaches and other people that are in various fields in the athletic world at the top of their game. And of course, we also have the business people. And what's unique about all that is the mindset of these people. They never quit. They never gave up. Through all the hardships, all the entanglements, everything of life that they had to go through, that all of us go through daily, they still stayed focused on their goal and their dream, and they made it happen. And I think in 2015, that's where, you know, you and I, we've talked a bit. That's where we are. We're never going to quit until we reach our goal and having our show and our speaking platform where we want it to be.
Exactly, and start with that vision, and then you got to have that perseverance and focus, and you got to take the action, and you got to take the communications that you hope will progress you to the goals, to the dreams. And for me this year, it was really a special moment in going out to the Roosevelt Hotel out there in Hollywood, California, and listening to Peter Diamarcus, the founder, essentially, the person behind the X Factor. And he spoke about the future, and he spoke about society. And he said, you know, if all you did is listen to the news every day, you might get a little bit depressed. You might wonder about this generation. But he says, if you do the hard, cold analytics, if you look at the real metrics of any field out there, look at medicine, look at almost any field out there. And he says, we've had dramatic, dramatic improvements. So he basically gave a huge message of hope. But the thing that struck me, and it really ties into today's show, Brian, is this. He said, you know, we used to have a Darwinism kind of society, if you go back in time. And it used to be just kind of, if you had more capital behind you, if you got bigger, you could kind of crush the competition and be successful. And then he said we went to the digital age. And the digital age kind of changed how things went, and technology became the forefront. He says now, he calls it, we're going to the next phase. And it's really the entrepreneurial phase, if you really break it down fundamentally. It's the stage of what he calls intelligent information age. And what he means by it is essentially this, that someone can be sitting in their home, they could be sitting in their office, anywhere, come up with an idea, and there is a billion person market. You know, we had one person on our show who was one of the most successful, richest entrepreneurs under age 30. And what did he tell us? What did he teach our audience? But that he created an application, a social media application for India. And it went crazy successful, went viral, and there he is on the top of the mountain looking down. And so we talked to other guests who said that they're off on this venture, then this venture, then this venture. The most successful people, look at Donald Trump. There was a time he was bankrupt or near bankrupt, and yet he is considered, yeah, several times. I mean, the Taj Mahal casino, last take it seemed to me, was not doing real well. And so yet he has that perseverance, that don't quit attitude. To many, he's the king of real estate of New York, the apple of our country. So
definitely.
So,
well,
so
David, let's
these are
let's
a lot
take
of good
a second.
Ready
oh,
for
yeah,
a commercial
definitely.
Break?
Let's take a commercial break and let's come back after the commercials and wrap up the show with a little bit of talk on wisdom heading into 2015. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Sounds like a plan.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tuff Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tuff Talk Radio Network can help you, go to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tuff Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
If you know someone who wants the Legal A-Team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Welcome back to Legal Eagle and the Coach. I'm here with my co-host, the Legal Eagle, David Altenburn. I, the coach, Brian Kaiser, here to wrap up and recap on the final show of 2014. And as we mentioned, as I mentioned, and David mentioned too, that we want to spend a little time on wisdom. And I think as you set expectations and you reflect on what has happened in the past year, and even in the past years, I think that you gained wisdom. You've learned. You've had experiences. Some have been easy learning experiences and good, and some have been negative, and you just had to learn from them and overcome them and move on. But one of my mentors and people that I follow closely, Brendan Burchard, writes in his new book, The Motivation Manifesto, this about wisdom. It says, wisdom is knowing who to be and what to do in a given situation. Virtue is acting on that wisdom. So as we look into 2015 and we ask ourselves that question that I've reiterated several times, and I'll go ahead and repeat once more in case people just tuned in. If you fast forward to the end of 2015, what exactly needs to happen both personally and professionally for me to feel that I have made significant progress within the year. And I think you have to look back and reflect on what happened in 2014, 2013. And as I put in my blog post, put those things side by side. Even go back to 2012. Put those forecasts and those plans and those resolutions and those goals and dreams, put them side by side and ask yourself, what changed? What's good? What's bad? What didn't happen? And from that, you have to use the wisdom of those experiences to be putting them into action to do something to make 2015 your year.
As they say, experience breeds wisdom. Experience breeds wisdom. You learn good and bad from every situation. And, you know, part of wisdom, you know, years and years ago, we've alluded to earlier shows, but Harvard did a study, and they did a small book. You can check it out. I think it's called Getting to Yes. And it changed the paradigm of negotiations. And it focused on big decisions, of course. But basically, it changed it into what is a win-win situation. If you go into each relationship and each transaction-based conversation as to how do we make this win-win? How do you look at your potential customer base and add value to them so it's in their best interest to work with you? And so I think that's how you can sometimes break it down into that wisdom of you know, really, why is it a good solution, a good transaction for both sides? And, in litigation, we often have a saying that we talk to our clients of wisdom over valor. You know, people don't have to fight about things or argue about things. Oftentimes, a little reflection will give you some wise choices that works for both sides. So,
excellent advice.
What other thoughts do you have as you go into the end of the year and get ready for the new year?
Well, I have several thoughts. One is, you know, we still do have a few spaces left in our compilation book, A Journey to Success. Want people to be able to get into that book. It's very simple to get in. All you need to do to initiate that process is go to www.ajourney2success.com and just simply put in your name and your email, and then we'll send you the forms and everything that you need to know about getting in the book and how it operates and all that stuff. But I think that, you know, as people set those expectations of themselves, everyone has a story, everyone has unique experiences in life, and everyone feels a need, and as a human being, to share with others their knowledge and their experiences and their life. That's just a natural ingrained part of being a human being. And I think that that's a good way to get that message out to more people that you can connect with and actually start building a relationship.
Well, and also, Brian, one of the side benefits that, at least for me, didn't entirely see coming into it, but certainly appreciate coming out of it, of being a part of a collaborative book, is what you learn from all the other authors. What you learn about yourself as you have 2,000 words to decide what you're going to say to others out there about your story or about your philosophies. And it really comes down to wisdom. What have we learned over the years that we think is of helped us? So maybe it might just help someone else out there. And, you know, somebody told me years and years ago, you know, always stay humble, always stay hungry. I like the way you always talk about live bold, with purpose, with gratitude. Just absolutely great messages out there. But, you know, somebody told me years ago that you can learn from every single person and situation that you encounter, but every person that you meet. You know, you could meet someone who is unemployed and in a difficult spot in life, and all they do is fish, is the way somebody told me in the story. But you know what? They probably know more about a key fishing spot or fishing equipment than you might know. So, you know, never underestimate people out there that you come across as to what you can learn from them. We got to be better listeners out there. We got to be active listeners out there. Learn to ask open-ended questions that engage the person you're with to share information that's helpful to both of you. And so and just try to help people and figure out where you can help people, how you can help people. And you know what? Sometimes it's just telling a story about something that you learned along the way that can make a big difference to them. So I love working with you this year so far. I can't wait because the best is yet to come in 2015. Mr. Coach, it's been a great journey. It's going to be more fun.
It's going to be more fun, you know, and we're talking about a number of things, and I want people that are listening and our coaches, our friends, our community of people that we have to understand that as you set these expectations going into 2015, it's okay to set expectations for monetary return. Some of the people that come to coaching have a hard time understanding that it's okay to accept payment for the services and things that you do and the products and things that you do best because it's so easy for you. It's so, oh, I can do it, no problem. It's okay to
charge for
that.
We're all in the service business, and you business coaches are in a great service business because you know what works in business more so because that's your study than many of us that are out there doing our craft but maybe have less business knowledge.
And, you know, even for some of us in the coaching business, in the expert space, we have to keep reiterating to ourselves it's okay to actually make a living doing what we love to do. Because to
sure.
us, when we're doing what we love to do, it's not really work. It's not really a job. It's something that we love and we're passionate about. And sometimes it's hard to justify, you know, charging dollars for that service or product that we do best. But at the end of the day, life dictates that we have to have certain numbers of dollars coming into our life so that we can enjoy life and pay for life. You know, life isn't free. So we have to all understand that it's okay to do that. And I have one final quote as we wrap up the show from lessonslearnedinlife.com. It says, it's a great quote to end the show. You know, we've talked about setting the expectations with the question, you know, if I fast forward to the end of 2015, what exactly needs to happen, both personally and professionally, for me to feel that I made a significant progress within the year? And I think this quote sums it all up. Always stay true to yourself because there are very few people who will always be true to you.
Great, great finish because at the end of the day, if we have our fairy tale life, let's be honest with each other, we would be following our passion. And yes,
and doing what
we
love
along the way, following our passion. Because if you follow your passion, you'll help more people out there. You'll have that true happiness. So let's all vow to be all that we can be in 2015, personally and professionally, and ask the hard question that my co-host, Mr. Coach Brian Kaiser, has set out for us today.
I that's the best way to end the program right there is ask the question. Have it, you know, ask the question to your spouse, to your friends, to your neighbor, to your boss. Get the expectations out on the table. Make sure that everyone understands where you're trying to go and where you want to go, and then work together to achieve that, doing what you're best at and doing what you love.
Come
David,
up with
a
plan, plan your work your plan, and with God's help, you'll get there.
It's been a great year. I want to get everyone to go to www.ajourney2success.com and register if you want to be in the book. David, we're out of time. Been a wonderful year. Audience, we love you. We're anticipating many great things in 2015, and we will see you next week.
And thanks to many that have made this possible, and thanks to our producer, Tony Gambone, for the faith and confidence in us to produce this show. We hope to grow next year bigger and better than ever. Thanks. Till next year.
Till next year.
You have been listening to Legal, Legal, and the Coach with David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.
That was a good show.